George Galloway on Thursday.
The scourge of the establishment George Galloway hits the campaign trail in the northern English city of Bradford. He's bidding to become the Member of Parliament for the area and to end decades of Labour rule. Galloway gets a great reception in the Muslim areas of the city, especially from the young, frustrated over a lack of opportunities and still angry at the former Labour government's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I'm going to speak up for Bradford, stand up for Bradford and bring change to Bradford. And my goodness, this city badly needs a change. But of course, I'm not just fighting for Bradford. I'm fighting to stop the war. I'm fighting to stop the war in Afghanistan. I'm fighting to avert a war against Iran.
Bradford used to be a thriving industrial centre, but now development has slowed to a crawl amidst a harsh recession. Meanwhile, community relations between the majority whites and the large Asian Muslim minority can be tense. Galloway also faces huge obstacles. This is a traditionally working-class Labour area. The Muslim community elders have largely backed Labour candidate Imran Hussein, and it's thought that the white community may well shun the anti-war Scot. Hours later, the vote count begins, and rumours flow that an upset is on the cards.
The conventional wisdom was that George Galloway would come a respectable second behind Labour. The thinking was that Bradford West is a Labour stronghold and therefore any Labour candidate would automatically win. But with an hour left before the vote announcement takes place, I'm hearing strong rumours that either Galloway has actually won or it's neck and neck.
And I do hereby declare that George Galloway is duly elected.
In the end, it wasn't even close. Galloway got 18,000 votes, around 10,000 more than the dejected Labour candidates.
This, the most sensational result in British by-election history, bar none, represents the Bradford Spring. This is an uprising amongst thousands of people, many of them young people, never involved in the political process before.
Ed Miliband has ignored the northern heartlands where the support of his party comes from. He's not feeling the pain that his supporters are feeling.
As the Labour candidate exited the arena without saying a word, Galloway was carried away like a hero. All in all, a terrible day for the major political parties, punished for being arrogant and out of touch. And a triumph for Bradford Muslims, who put Galloway in power, and of course a triumph for the controversial man himself. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, Bradford.